It's time for Wildcat News, a look at what's going on in the Humboldt Community Schools, brought to you by Northwest Bank.
It is 727 and 28 degrees. Good morning and welcome to Wildcat News. We have Caitlin Tinkin as our guest this morning. We're going to talk dance team and dance competition. Welcome. I know you've been on the radio with Matt before, but this is your first Wildcat News, correct?
Oh, yeah. So excited.
I mean, you sound so excited. I know, but once we rip the Band-Aid off, it's fine, and it'll be just old school stuff. It's like riding a bike. So, again, welcome, and you're recently married.
Yeah, got married in October, so.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And where are you from?
I am from Spencer, Iowa.
And you've been living in the Humboldt area now for how long?
Almost 4 years.
Almost 4 years. Okay. And you've been part of the dance competition for, this will be your third year?
Yep. Yep.
Tell us about that.
So my first 2 years, I was the assistant coach under Nicole Fusco. And then this is my first year as head coach. So I'm pretty excited for that.
Definitely. How many kids do you have on the dance team?
We have 14 girls this year. One of those is our manager. She's actually a foreign exchange student. So after our state competition, we're going to include her in some of our routines. So pretty excited to get her out on the floor, too.
So what kind of a process do you have to go through? I mean, how do you get them acclimated to your conditioning and your training?
I don't know, practicing. Like this summer, we did a lot of open gyms. I got them in the weight room this year, so they are lifting with other sports. And I've seen that be a pretty big change just in their ability to jump, ability for their core and things like that. So it's been very good this year.
Nice. Nice. Where's the foreign exchange student from?
She's from Spain.
From Spain?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Do you speak Spanish?
Not really.
Not really? Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're probably learning as you go.
Yeah, some interesting words for sure.
Good. Excellent. So tell us about the dance team. Do you have some competitions coming up?
Yeah. Next Friday, December 5th, we travel down to Des Moines. What used to be known as Wells Fargo is now Casey Center, so that's where the girls will perform. They are doing three routines this year, a jazz, a kick, and a pom. So we actually will leave Thursday at noon after school so the girls are able to watch Iowa Central perform down there, stay overnight, and then, yeah, they perform all day Friday.
And you went to school in Spencer. You grew up from, okay, and Then where did you go to college?
I went to college at Northwest Iowa Community College in Sheldon, and then I went to South Dakota State University, and then I got my master's through Grandview University.
Okay. I bring that up because you mentioned Iowa Central, so
yes.
I thought, okay,
yeah.
Well, let's find out. Good for you. A smart one.
Sure.
Sure. Now, your practices for competition, how often do you practice in the week? What does that look like? How many hours a week?
Usually about 6 hours a week, 3 days, 3 days a week, 2 hours a day. So 6 hours total. And then they do a lot of things like at home or on their own as well, because
mm-hmm.
we just don't have the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the responsibilities of being a student.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is extracurricular.
Oh yeah.
What do you find is the most challenging in your position?
Attitudes. It's a lot of teenage women in one room.
Okay.
And my assistant is also a woman. And so sometimes just all of us together after a long day can be hard. And then as state approaches, all of our stress levels are pretty high. So just trying to manage, you know, different stress and anxiety things that are happening within practice. And you have different personalities in there. So that can be a lot. But the girls do a really good job. As soon as you can redirect them, then we're back on the money. So
what do you find is the greatest reward?
I don't know. I just say sometimes like their faces, like when we do competitions and they get, you know, like a third place or second place or something like that, seeing their hard work pay off for that. So
watching them enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have
mm-hmm.
fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always so serious.
Right. Right. And that is a big part of it, is having fun with whatever you're doing. It's great to have that first place.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's learning, it's growing together, et cetera. So,
mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. What can the community do for the dance team? Are you self-funded?
We are. We do all of our own fundraising. Typically, we do that at the beginning of the year around August. The girls go around to local companies and ask for money. We do yard line tickets during football season. And then another fundraiser, our showcase will be February 7th, and we'll do like a little dance clinic for middle school and below. So that gets us a lot of money as well.
Mm-hmm. If somebody is feeling very kind and thinking, geez, I'd like to support the dance team, and they want to write you a check, who do they send the check to? Just send it to the high school office?
Yeah, they could just drop it off at the high school office, make it out to the Humboldt dance team, and we would appreciate anything.
Sure, so. Sure. Because you're going through different costume changes and whatnot. How many uniforms do you have in any given dance competition?
For us, it depends on the number of routines. So this year, like, we have three state routines. If the girls do any solos, then they buy their own solo costume. Come our like showcase, I don't know, they could go between like 7 to 10 different costumes. So
wow.
Yeah.
And where do you get them?
Online. This year we got new pom costumes with the new Wildcat logo on them. We got those from Rebel Athletic. You can get them like Just for Kicks has websites, Amazon. I mean, really anywhere.
And I would imagine they're probably fairly expensive.
Yes. Our new pom costumes are very expensive, but we were able to do that with community support.
So. Sure. So give us an idea. How much is one of the pom?
Roughly one of them was $300 and we had to buy 14.
Wow.
So putting that in perspective.
Oh my.
And then we bought new poms on top of that. And those were $19 per pom. And each girl needs two poms.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So then add all that up. So
yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot.
And again, some people have interest in sports, others have interest in dance, and I think that's wonderful. Good luck and congratulations on your new position.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wish you the best. Again, we've been talking to Caitlin Tinkin, formerly Caitlin Holm.
Yes.
Yep. Yes. So congratulations on getting married and all the best to you with the dance team. Anything else for the good of the cause?
Go Cats is what I got.
Go Cats. Very good. Thanks for coming in so early in the morning. This has been Wildcat News on Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt, brought to you by Northwest Bank.